Prior to the beginning of the 2023 NASCAR season, I had a chance to spend some time with Jeff Striegel, booth announcer for the Motor Racing Network, and we pick up the conversation already in progress.
I enjoy being on with you, and we certainly do want to say thank you to all of the great fans up there in Danville, Virginia. You guys have been a great affiliate of ours, and we appreciate it.
Well, that's what it's all about, sir. So you're at Daytona. I'm still here in Virginia. Talk about what you're seeing this week and how that's going to build up toward our first three events for 2023.
Man, we're seeing excitement, aren't we? It's Daytona. It's beautiful. Yes, I'm actually standing in the infield right now. I think the driving experience is on the track, and that is going to lead up to qualifying, the duels, the trucks, Xfinity, and of course the Daytona 500 on Sunday. And I think if I just sum it up in a word, it's excitement. We're coming off a great season last year, and I think we're all looking forward to seeing what this season has in store for all of us.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because last year was booked with changes within NASCAR, the schedules and things of that nature, and it seems like 2023 is not going to disappoint. This was year two in the LA Coliseum. Your impressions there for this second time this event has been held at the Coliseum?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm going to start off with this. It's an exhibition. It's an opportunity to put on an event that's not point paying. Nobody's going to walk out of there with the point lead. Everybody right now going into the 500 is tied for the point lead. So let's just remember it was an exhibition. There were some people that loved it, and I think obviously we know there are some people that did not like it. I happen to be one having the privilege of being there. I love it. I love the environment. I love the atmosphere. I like what NASCAR is trying to do in an exhibition. And that is just to showcase our sport to a culture or an area or new fans. And for that reason, I applaud it. Now, is it the best racing that we see all year long? No, it's not. You know, we all get the fact that it was, you know, darn near a demolition derby. And for the racing purists out there, they don't appreciate that. They like to see what we see, you know, when we come to Martinsville, obviously. So, you know, I think it's a great way to kick off the season. Would I care if we went somewhere else next year? No, I wouldn't. I probably would be in favor of seeing that event move to another location and try something different. But, you know, it gets us all talking. We're talking about it now for the good and the bad. And we put that, I think now we put that behind us and we focus on the season that's dead ahead.
As we talk about the season that's dead ahead, we talk about exhibition races. I know the excitement is building for the All-Star race. I know I'm all over the map here, but there's just so much that's coming up in this season. Excited about North Wilkesboro and the All-Star race. What a combination.
Yeah, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I've been with the network now for 26 years. I've never been to North Wilkesboro. So for me, again, using that word excitement, I'm excited about getting out there. I want to see a little bit of our past and our history come together with all of the new that is going to be North Wilkesboro when we get there. I've been told by, you know, my colleagues, Alex Hayden and Mike Bagley and Dave Moody, all of the great history. And of course, I've watched it. You know, I mean, I grew up as a fan of this sport and watching that event and listening to that event. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm like you. I think that everybody is excited, certainly in your area. If they've got a ticket, they feel great. If they don't have a ticket, they're disappointed, because I think everybody wants to be at that event.
And to your point, I covered that track maybe twice and was there for the final race. So definitely looking forward to getting back to that venue. Again, 2023, full of changes, full of new opportunities. Chicago Street Race.
Yeah.
Your thoughts there?
I'm looking forward to it. Now, that's kind of in my backyard. I'm a guy that grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I'm very familiar with the Chicago area, downtown Chicago. I'm excited about how that city transforms itself into a racing venue. I think we all get it. We've seen street races before. We haven't seen the Cup Series run a street race ever before. I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be, I know I'm using that word a lot, but you got to understand this is the beginning of the season. I think we all feel that way. I'm looking forward to it. What's your thoughts what do you feel from your fans and your listeners? I think most are looking forward to seeing how it plays out. Would I be wrong with that?
No, you wouldn't, because it is something that's new. Fans have embraced the road courses that have expanded over the years, and I feel like this is just the next step in that expansion. And yeah. So I think it's a wait and see, but it's a very much an anticipatory wait and see, and very hopeful. And so I feel like the excitement will build as we get closer to it.
Yeah, I like the word that you used. You know, everybody is embracing where we're headed. And I think that's an important word, because we already know that there are talks and there are cities around the world, you know, not just around the country, but outside of, you know, the continental United States, that they have an interest in talking to NASCAR about bringing NASCAR to their city. If this was to work like I think everybody hopes it will, we may see a street race in a town that could, you know, ultimately surprise us. So I do think it's important as this sport changes, and anybody that's been in this sport as a fan or a participant or covering the sport like you and I have, we have to try to embrace change, because it's going to happen whether we want it or not. And not everything is going to work, you know, and I think that's something that we all need to realize, that, you know, when NASCAR does something and it doesn't work, we usually don't go back to it. We don't just keep pounding our head against the wall. I think back in the day we did that, didn't we? You know, there was there was time when the fan was screaming for change and NASCAR was slow to make the change. Now they've come full circle and they're not afraid to try something new, and not all the fans embrace that. So, you know, it's definitely an opportunity for NASCAR to reach out and to grow and to try new things. And when the fans support that, I think we're all better for it.
I totally agree. And I have two words to address this change mode that we're in within NASCAR. And that's Ben Kennedy. He's taking risk. He's almost bringing an entrepreneurship type of energy toward an established company in business.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm actually glad you brought him up. He is somebody that I just don't think a lot of us know yet, but you will over the course of time. Ben Kennedy, a young man, and you're right. I like how you pointed that out. He is somebody that is not afraid to try things. And again, he's going to try things that are not going to necessarily make everybody happy. He is going to try some things that don't work. But I'm going to tell you that the only way we're going to find new things that do work is to try things. So I really like what his leadership has been. He has continued to grow in his leadership role. And everything that I see from him, I like.
Yes. So I feel like NASCAR as an entity is in good hands. And I've been a part of conversations that say, well, where will our next stars come from? Our drivers, our talent pool within that arena is in good shape as well. And I think there are some great days moving forward with NASCAR. One last thing to check off on that change list: rain tires, short tracks.
Yeah, that's something we got to wait and see. you know, I understand. You know, I think one of the things are people are saying, you know, so if I show up at Martinsville and it's raining, are we going to watch them race?
Yeah,
I think the jury is out on exactly when NASCAR would put them out onto the racetrack. The idea behind it is if the track is wet, we will race.
Yes.
If it's a, you know, if we're, you know, sitting there at Martinsville and it's just pouring down rain, we don't want to see a race fan go, I thought they had rain tires or wet weather tires. Let's call them wet weather tires. You know, that we thought we'd see them on the racetrack and racing. Why aren't they? Well, it's not designed to race. You know, if we've just got a steady downpour, it's designed to be able to get the cars on the track sooner than what we've been able to do in the past. I'm probably one of those, like I'm sure a lot of your fans are at this particular moment, saying, yeah, I hear you. I think I need to wait and see on that one.
And, you know, I look at it from this standpoint of all the events that have been playing beat the clock to the midpoint of the race or the end of stage two. To your point, that brings it to an opportunity to continue racing. And if we do beat the clock, we're doing it in a competitive way. So I'm looking at it from the standpoint, hopefully as a lot of race fans and maybe yourself, that we don't necessarily start a race in a downpour, but it certainly gives us some great options from having to come back the next day.
Well, that's true. You know, obviously, if we get any kind of moisture on the racetrack at all, what do? We bring the cars onto pit road, put the red flag out, and suddenly, you know, we could be two laps away from the end of the race or two laps away from the end of a stage or at some point during the event. Well, obviously, if we have a wet weather tire that will bolt on and it's not a torrential downpour, we could continue the event. So it's going to happen. We're going to see it play out, and we're all going to see it play out together. And again, it may be an absolute home run. It could be a swing and a miss, but we're all going to see it unfold together. And I'm sure at that point, NASCAR will adjust to make sure that we're doing it right.
And as I'm coming down to the last 2 minutes, maybe a quick answer to these questions. What team or teams are you keeping an eye on this year that you think may be a breakout team into the season?
If I can get rid of the word breakout, the two teams I'm interested in seeing, and there's a lot of them, is going to be Trackhouse Racing. Can they duplicate what they did last year? I'll be quick and try to cover as many as I can. So Trackhouse for sure. I'm interested in Legacy Motor Car with what can Eric Jones do now that Jimmy Johnson owns the team, and he's got a new teammate there in Noah Gregson. But I think the one that I'm most interested in is Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon. What will that organization and those two drivers accomplish this year now that Kyle is there and bringing a little different attitude to that team than they've had in the past?
I had two of the three you had listed. I thought about Jimmy Johnson, but I definitely had Trackhouse as well as RCR. And we can finish up on this. My observation so far with Kyle Busch, he really seems more relaxed, more confident. I don't know. I just noticed a difference in his demeanor just in the last week or two.
You're not alone. We thought that very same thing when we got to L.A. and we had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Kyle. It's almost like he is a far more subdued Kyle Busch than we've seen in the past. Will that carry over? Don't know. Brand new year. You know, he has everything going for him at this particular point. How will he respond if the car is not what he wants for two or three weeks in a row? That we'll have to wait and see. But you're right. Kyle has a little different attitude, and I think it's one that most everybody is going to embrace. It's not quite as brass as what we've seen in the past, but we're only a week in. We'll find out. That may all change on Sunday afternoon.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to cut it loose right now from the on-air
stuff. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And again, thanks for being a great affiliate. And thank you to all of the race fans.
And we thank Jeff Striegel with the Motor Racing Network for giving us some time preseason NASCAR 2023.